Early on in the pandemic, a staff member of the Snyderville Basin Water Treatment District tested positive for COVID-19. He was asymptomatic and had spent a lot of time with his supervisor, who later also tested positive. The district's general manager, Mike Lures, reported the situation to the Board of Trustees at their meeting Monday night. Lures tells KPCW because both employees were asymptomatic, they would have never known that the two employees were sick and that the two could have spread the virus even further. Fortunately, one of the employees had personal contact with someone who had traveled out of the country, and that person, who was also asymptomatic, tested positive when they arrived home.
As a result of that, we placed a number of employees in quarantine at home for 14 days, and thank goodness we haven't had any additional cases here at the district. As you well know, we do provide an essential service, so we've taken extensive actions to protect our skilled staff and the public, in particular our advanced water reclamation facilities are staffed with licensed operators, and we can't afford to have them come down with COVID-19.
Both staff members are okay and back to work, including the two employees who tested positive. Lures said that a total of six staff members were quarantined for 2 weeks.
It was just a fortunate sequence of events that we were able to determine that we had asymptomatic employees on site, and then the people that they had been associated with. And from a very close contact standpoint of view, I think we sent four employees home for 14 days, and we were able to stop the spread of COVID-19 within our group.
The quarantines did not impact the work that needs to be done at the treatment plants, and Lures says it taught them some good lessons. He says they've taken some dramatic steps to ensure that if someone should become infected in the future, the spread will be minimal.
We used to rotate our shifts between the two plants. We don't do that anymore, and we require each person to work in isolation at the treatment plant. Now, some of our work requires removing heavy motors and equipment, and you can't do it as an individual. It takes two people. So we've paired work crews up where necessary into two-person crews, and they are, so to speak, married to each other for the duration of the pandemic.
Wastewater is full of contaminants, HIV, hepatitis, and now SARS-2. Given the nature of the job, many of those on the front end of the treatment, Lures says, must be well protected.
Wastewater contains COVID-19 virus, along with, you know, many other disease-causing bacteria and viruses. So we wear N95 masks, face shields, gloves, tieback suits for most of the work that we do. And that's just a continuation of what we've always done. We have ramped it up a little bit for the guys that are working in the field on cleaning the sewer lines. So, yes, they do wear the PPEs, and we've increased the usage of PPEs for the guys that maintain our sewer system.
But he says there's no need to worry that we're passing the virus off to those living downstream. He wants to reassure the public that the district's two advanced treatment plants can remove the virus using ultraviolet technology.
The good news is we can completely knock out those viruses before that treated wastewater is put back into streams.
A second issue the district has had to deal with is the fact that there aren't people in town. With the restaurants and hotels empty, which are huge water consumers, the wastewater has less stuff in it, which Lures says has created a microbiological and chemical challenge.
We don't have enough wastewater to keep the bugs that treat the wastewater, the microscopic bugs, alive. So we've had to take dramatic steps in dealing with that situation. Our new treatment plant over here behind Home Depot, we've shut half of it down because we don't have enough wastewater or enough poop to keep the bugs alive. To have to shut down a half of a treatment plant to keep your bugs alive is something we've never had to do before.
Because of the high number of per capita cases of COVID-19 within the district's boundaries, Lures says that the district is now part of a national study.
University of Utah, BYU, and Baylor University out of Texas have asked us to participate in a number of COVID studies. And this is where they take samples of wastewater from the treatment plants and look for the genetic material associated with a SARS-CoV-2 virus. And that's ongoing. We take samples every week. And the idea there is, can they determine how many people are infected with the SARS virus based on the samples that they collect from wastewater? And those studies are ongoing, and we don't have any real set of conclusions yet from those studies.
That's the general manager of the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, Mike Lures. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.